भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 22, प्रिटू महाराजस मीटिंग विद द फोर कुमारस, पार्ट 5, वर्सेस 41 थ्रू 63, ए डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द कैरेक्टर ऑफ प्रिटू महाराज। द ग्रेट सेज माइत्रेया continued speaking to Vidura. Darshitatma gati samyak. Being thus enlightened in complete spiritual knowledge by Sanat Kumara, the son of Lord Brahma, who was Atma Medasa, well versed and complete in spiritual knowledge, King Pitu then worshipped the four Kumaras in the following words. O Brahmana, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you would come to my house, and to confirm that blessing, all of you have come. My dear Brahmana, you have carried out the order thoroughly because you are also as compassionate as the Lord. It is therefore my duty to offer you something. But all I possess are but remnants of food taken by great saintly persons. So, what shall I give? Therefore, my dear Brahmanas, my life, wife, children, home, furniture, and household paraphernalia, my kingdom, strength, land, and especially my treasury are all offered unto you. The great sage Maitreya continued, since only a person who is Veda Shastravit, completely educated according to the principles of Vedic knowledge, deserves to be commander-in-chief, ruler of the state, the first to chastise, and the proprietor of the whole planet. Thus, Prithu Maharaj offered everything to the four Kumaras. Then, Prithu Maharaj continued speaking. The Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras eat their food by virtue of the Brahmana's mercy. But it is the Brahmanas who enjoy their own property, clothe themselves with their own property, and give charity with their own property. How can such persons, who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction and Vedic evidence, be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. The great sage Maitreya continued, thus, being worshipped by Maharaj Prithu, the four Kumaras, who were masters of devotional service, became very pleased. Indeed, they appeared in the sky and praised the character of the king, and everyone observed them. Amongst great personalities, Prithu Maharaj was the chief, by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. Prithu remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. And being self-satisfied, Prithu Maharaj executed his duties as perfectly as possible according to the time and his situation, strength, and financial position. King Prithu's only aim in all of his activities was to satisfy the absolute truth. In this way, Prithu duly acted. Maharaj Prithu completely dedicated himself to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to material nature. Consequently, all the fruits of Prithu's activities were dedicated to the Lord, and he always thought of himself as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of everything. Maharaj Prithu, who was very opulent due to the prosperity of his entire empire, remained at home as a householder. And since Prithu was never inclined to utilize his opulences for the gratification of his senses, Prithu remained unattached, exactly like the sun, which is unaffected in all circumstances. And being situated in the liberated position of devotional service, King Prithu not only performed all fruitive activities, but also begot 5 sons by his wife Archie. Indeed, all of his sons were begotten according to Prithu's own desire. After begetting 5 sons, whose names were Vijitashva, Dhumrakesha, Haryaksha, Dravina, and Vrika, Prithu Maharaj continued to rule the planet. Prithu accepted all the qualities of the deities who governed all other planets. Since Maharaj Prithu was a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wanted to protect the Lord's creation by pleasing the various citizens according to their various desires. Therefore, King Prithu used to please them in all respects by his words, mentality, works, and gentle behavior. Maharaj Prithu became as celebrated a king as Somaraj, the king of the moon. Prithu was also powerful and exacting, just like the sun god, who distributes heat and light, and at the same time exacts all the planetary waters. King Prithu was so strong and powerful that no one could disobey his orders any more than one could conquer fire itself. Prithu was so strong that he was compared to Indradeva, king of heaven, whose power is insuperable, insurmountable. On the other hand, Prithu Maharaj was also as tolerant as the earth, and in fulfilling various desires of human society, Prithu was like heaven itself. Just as rainfall satisfies everyone's desires, Maharaj Prithu used to satisfy everyone. King Prithu was like the sea, in that no one could understand his depths, and Prithu was like Meru, the king of hills, in the fixity of his purpose. Maharaj Prithu's intelligence and education were exactly like that of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. Prithu's opulence was comparable to the Himalaya mountains, where all valuable jewels and metals are stocked. Prithu possessed great riches like Kuvera, the treasurer of the heavenly planets, and no one could reveal Prithu's secrets, for they were like the demigod Varunas. In bodily strength and in the strength of his senses, Maharaj Prithu was as strong as the wind, which can go anywhere and everywhere. And as far as intolerance was concerned, Prithu was just like the all-powerful Rudra expansion of Lord Shiva, or Sadashiva. In bodily beauty, Prithu was just like Cupid, and in his thoughtfulness, Prithu was like a lion. In his affection, King Prithu was just like Swayambhuva Manu, and in his ability to control, Prithu was like Lord Brahma. In personal behavior, Prithu Maharaj exhibited all good qualities, and in spiritual knowledge, King Prithu was exactly like Brihaspati. In self-control, Maharaj Prithu was like Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And as far as devotional service was concerned, Prithu Maharaj was a great follower of devotees who were attached to cow protection and the rendering of all service to the spiritual master and the brahmanas. King Prithu was perfect in his shyness and in his gentle behavior, and when Prithu engaged in some philanthropic activity, he worked as if he were working for his own personal self. And throughout the whole universe, whether in the higher, lower, or middle planetary systems, Prithu Maharaj's reputation was loudly declared, and all ladies and saintly persons heard of his glories, which were as sweet as the glories of Lord Ramachandra. Recorded October 28, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govindara Srimadbhutasana. Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadbhutasana. Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadbhutasana. Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadbhutasana. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri God the Vine, Namaha.
Hare, 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 Hare. Oh.